He got braver. He went back and found a disc that must be very advanced and put it on. Bracing himself, he grimly pushed the lever all the way up. Suddenly, he knew that if all three sides of a triangle were equal, all its enclosed three angles were also equal. He backed up. Never mind what a triangle was or an angle, he now knew. He went back and sat down against the wall. Suddenly, he reached out with his finger and drew in the dust a three-pointed shape. He poked a finger at each inside bend. He said, wonderingly,
"They're equal."
Equal what? Equal each other. So what? Maybe it was valuable. Johnny gazed at the machine. It could teach him in the ordinary way. It could teach him by speeding the lesson up. And it could teach him very smoothly and instantly with a beam of sunlight. Abruptly, an unholy joy began to light his face. Alphabet? He had to learn the whole civilization of the Cyclos. Did that monster realize why he wanted it? Life became a long parade of discs, stacks of discs. Every hour not needed for sleep was spent at the table, with straight picture learning, with progressively speeding cross-association, with the piercing beams of sunlight. Half-starved, his sleep was restless. Nightmares of dead cyclos were intertwined with raw rats chasing mechanical horses that flew. And the discs went round and round. But Johnny kept on cramming years of education into weeks and months. There was so much to know. He had to grasp it all. And with only one goal in mind, vengeance for the destruction of his race. Could he learn enough, fast enough, to accomplish his purpose?